This is Victoria Edwards reporting from the Salvation Army in Bartlesville on Monday, December 12th. I've just dropped off 3 Angel Tree bags of my own, and I'm looking at hundreds of bags already packed. The tables are full of toys, shoes, and hygiene products still waiting to be packed. I am overwhelmed by both the needs of children in our community and the generosity of those who have donated this year to make this happen. Volunteers have been here since early this morning to verify the donations that have come in to match families to their gifts and to pack the large black family delivery bags that will be distributed to the families later this week. Phillips 66 workers are here right now, and 2 of their departments have been working overtime to help the Salvation Army with the gigantic undertaking. Amanda Shepherd was the team leader of Phillips 66, and she spoke with me about how she put her team together and what they've been doing all day. How many volunteers do you have here today?
There's been 15 in and out. A few have had to leave to go back to work. They were called back in. But yeah, 15 total is who's in total has helped today.
Okay, and how many years has Phillips 66 done this?
Each year when we sign up for the United Way Day of Caring, we get a list of people in need in the community where it's nonprofits usually. We organize teams. So these are over 2 different groups in our organization that I rounded up to come help today. So it's been a huge blessing to be able to come help. It takes her 2 weeks, she said, to do all of this. And I said, well, I can rally troops, so we're coming to come help. So it's been really awesome just to see all the black bags. If you see a black bag, you know it's done. So when we came in, there was just clear plastic bags everywhere. So it's been exciting to know that we're going to help out our community and help the kids and have a great Christmas and help their parents to be able to gift them these things. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Now, explain a little bit about what you are doing to help.
So what we are doing is all the local, a lot of businesses, like the toy drive that they do, the motorcycle toy drive, the toy run, they donate, which you can't see, all these, there's a huge wall of toys. But then also in conjunction with that, all the angel trees you see at Walmart around the town, you will see angel trees, like the little things that have, each child has a list of wish lists and things like that. And so as they get people, like patrons in the community, will bring in things. Today's the drop-off day, like the final day to drop off. And so as they drop things off, then they have this fantastic numbering system. So there's tape all over the floor. You can't see that, but they have all the families listed together. So it's very well organized. So we were able to come in and we check every bag, because often people will get something off the angel tree, but they couldn't fulfill all the wish lists or all of the needs, because a lot of them, it's just like, we need clothes, you know? And so we will go through and make sure that each child has at least 3 toys and has the things on the wish list. And then we have extra things that the local community has donated, like hats and gloves and things like that, that we try to throw in each of the bags, and just to give them more things at Christmas to open. I've been a captain the last few years, and so we've done different things. I think this might be my favorite, just because, you know, who doesn't like helping to... I feel like I've called myself Mama Elf all day today, so...
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How is this different, playing Santa Claus or Mrs. Santa Claus, to some of the other projects you've done?
Oh, gosh. I mean, to me, even when my kids were little, I lived at their school because I just loved the little people. And so I'm going to try not to get emotional.
Helping kids is an emotional thing, too.
Yep.
I mean, there's something about it that is heartrending.
Yep.
To know that kids need this help, but also to be able to say that you can step in.
Yeah, it warms your heart and soul, because so many parents can't afford to do that. So the fact that we can help the parents to be able to bring joy to their children, that's what it's about.
I spoke with one of the Phillips 66 employees who showed up today. Her name is Marie Gorley, and she was excited to be part of today's efforts. She also gave a shout-out to Amanda for putting the teams together and to Phillips 66 for their generosity in allowing their employees to come be part of such a project.
Your team leader told me that she had put a call out for a lot of people from the organization to come out and help. Why did you respond?
It's nice to give back, especially this time of year. It's important to help other people, and it makes me feel better to see other people getting things that they need and want, especially children. So just try to help the community as best as I can.
What's it like to be a Mrs. Santa Claus?
It's the most rewarding thing ever.
Anything else you want to say about the group? Any thank yous you want to put out to anyone?
Yeah, I think we need to thank Amanda Shepherd for organizing this and getting us all together. And it's hard to work with such a multitude of people's schedules, and she managed and she pulled out a large group of people from two actual groups at Phillips that we work with. So a huge shout out to Amanda. We couldn't have done any of this, and it is so important to give back at this time. So she's the ringleader for it all.
Okay. Just curious, do you guys take vacation days to do this, or is this something that Phillips 66 says, we totally support this, take time off and go do it?
This is something that Phillips 66 completely supports. They don't require us to use vacation for these specific projects, and they also give us an additional 2 days to use for volunteer work that are also not vacation days on separate projects that people can kind of pick and choose. This Phillips actually sponsors, so we don't have to use those 2 days of caring for that. These are P66 days of caring, and they have 12 of those, so they have different projects over a 12-day span to help out with Christmas time projects.
I took so many photos I could make a scrapbook about the project, but I'll post just a few online with this story. Afterwards, I spoke with Captain Brittany Carr, wife of Ian Carr, who together runs the Salvation Army in Bartlesville. She explains what will happen next with the bags.
The 17th of December is our distribution day for our Angel Tree Toy Drive. That is the day that we give all of the toy items to the parents, and it will be a drive-through. The parents have an allotted time that they come, and so we need volunteers to help us lift those items and even put them into the client's car. And we also have food baskets that we have for them, and we need help loading those into their car as well. And so that's just a day that we need a good deal of help.
If you are a church, social, or civic organization and you'd like to help on this Saturday's efforts of getting the bags into the cars, you need to contact the Salvation Army as quickly as possible to sign up for a few hours. You can call them at 918-336-6454. Due to scheduling, it is important that you call before you come out so that hours can be assigned. From Busey Avenue, I'm Victoria Edwards reporting for Bartlesville Radio on the Salvation Army's 2022 Angel Tree Campaign.